Well, once again with us in the Walkright Inn studio this Monday is Frank Rowntree, Sheffield's Health Education Officer. Frank, last Monday you were talking about children eating iced lollipops and other things in school playgrounds at 9:10 in the morning. I probably should have taken you up on the point then. But is this because they're sent out with no breakfast or something?
Well, in the case of the children I was referring to that I'd seen last week, I don't know whether they hadn't had breakfast or not. But certainly there is very strong evidence, not only in this city but from all over the country, that many children do go to school without any breakfast at all or with an inadequate breakfast. Surveys have been carried out amongst teachers, amongst parents and amongst children themselves. And it is quite staggering to find the large numbers of children who go off to school, even on a cold winter's morning, with possibly just a drink or perhaps a cup of tea and a piece of toast. They don't go out with a balanced meal. In many cases, this means that the child doesn't get anything to eat until midday, and if his last meal was at 5 or 6 o'clock the evening before, this is much too long a delay before there's an intake of food. One of the other problems, too, that comes out of children not having any breakfast is that they do feel hungry mid-morning and will tend to stuff up with biscuits and buns or tuck, which is unbalanced from a dietetic point of view. They're only getting carbohydrate, heat and energy food, they're not getting any fats or proteins. And of course we've got the dental health problem. Many people think that we harp on about a dental illness, an oral or mouth illness, but it is one of the major problems of our time. We are also concerned with malnutrition. And whilst we think in the latter part of the 20th century in this country that we are a well-nourished society, this is certainly not the case. There are numerous instances of malnutrition that come to light day by day in hospitals and clinics all over the country, both amongst children and amongst adults, particularly the elderly. Not malnutrition that we used to find in the old days, although there are signs of rickets about still in some parts of the country. It's malnutrition because we're overeating the wrong kinds of foods. We're having an improper and unbalanced diet. And this business of no breakfast in the morning is really part of it. No one should go out at the beginning of the day without a reasonable portion of food inside them that contains fats, carbohydrates and proteins. A little bit of everything, as it were. This gives you a good start to the day. It avoids those nagging hunger pains that are so often shown on television commercials, and you're supposed to get over the break in the day by gobbling something or drinking something, usually something that contains an enormous amount of carbohydrate. If we have a balanced start to the day, then we're going to get through to lunchtime, have a balanced light lunch, a meal in the evening. We're breaking up the day. Eating becomes a proper part of life and not just a rush to fill the belly. And this is important both for child today and adult tomorrow.